News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now at 8:41, we're introducing Esther McCarthy, Lifestyles Editor and Saturday Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner for our new weekly Red Carpet Roundup. Esther McCarthy, good to talk to you as always.
Hi Shane, I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're very excited too. And listen, let's start with Jack Rayner, The Mummy. I'm not sure about a remake of The Mummy, but I do like Jack Rayner.
Well, you know, time does go faster when you're watching scary movies, and Jack Rayner is very hot right now. He was in The Perfect Couple there, a Netflix thing last year that did really well. And it's also an Irish director who's doing it, Lee Cronin, he did The Evil Dead Rises, absolutely terrifying. So he's saying, look, it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. Rayner is going to be playing a husband and a father who runs afoul of supernatural sinister forces. So, yeah, it's going to be in cinemas in April 26th. So they're just starting filming next week in Ireland, as I said. So, yeah, it should be interesting. Let's see what happens. I'll be queuing up to go to it. I love an old scary movie.
Will you? Horses wouldn't drag me to that now.
Really,
I've
got
to admit.
Brendan Fraser did a very kind of tongue-in-cheek version of it. I don't think that's what we can expect with this one, but
this
we'll wait and see.
It's going to be proper scary. Tell us about Lily Allen. She's devastated.
Poor Lily. I'm kind of devastated for her. So she's been on her podcast saying how, she had to check into treatment and therapy after she was going out, or she was married to a husband, David Harbour. He played the dad in Stranger Things, big dude, bit older than her. And they split up last December. Grand, these things happen. But it's after emerging that he reportedly had a 3-year affair while they were married. Now, not great, I won't lie. So it was like they'd been living separately, the marriage was going down, but then it was reported she was absolutely in agony after discovering that he had an active profile on celebrity dating app Raya. Now, you might know all about that being celebs yourselves, but apparently there's this particular app that is only for, the way like when you're above the plebs and all that and you can't really be getting a date on a test score or whatever.
That's kind of borderline obnoxious, isn't it?
Borderline.
Just totally obnoxious.
Over the line, yeah. So, and it was, so it was with a costume designer. He apparently flew her over to Atlanta while he was shooting Stranger Things, wasn't really trying to hide it, was kind of flaunting it basically. And poor Lily Allen, it just keeps coming, I suppose. That's tough to handle, the breakup, but then to know that he was having a very open looking for dates on the celebrity website while they were still married can't be nice. So I'm with Lily on this one.
Okay, Wuthering Heights. Now, when I think of Wuthering Heights, I wouldn't have thought of Margot Robbie, but she was spotted on set.
Wuthering Heights, like, it's me, it's Cathy, come home. Like, we just are all week for the Kate Butt version, and Emily Bronte is one of my favourite things, but she's getting fierce guff, poor thing, and it's probably not her fault because, Margot's just there to do a job. But if we're looking at the character that she's supposed to be playing, she's a bit older than the original Bronte version, and they've released these images of her in a wedding dress, and of course she looks stunning, but a big backlash that she's too old to be playing it. What's going on? They're ruining the original text, all the usual kind of thing.
Michael Douglas playing Heathcliff then, yeah? I'm joking. Obviously, he's not. With Hollywood, you just wouldn't rule it out.
You wouldn't, no. And there is a bit of giving out over the Heathcliff choice as well, because in the book, if you've read it, he's described as, tortured and dark
brooding
and all that. And they're not too impressed by the lead man in that. I'm just looking him up there now. But look, I think they do this deliberately. They release all these little things so that we can create buzz about it, and then we'll go to see her to see if she's any good. And of course she's going to be good. She's amazing. She's an incredible actress. So yeah, it'll be fun to see though.
Okay, all right. I think it is Jacob Elordi who plays Heathcliff, isn't it?
That's the man.
Esther, listen, thank you for that red carpet roundup. We'll catch up with you next week.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.